This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear Jesus and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch Jesus, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Whenever Jesus speaks, he does so from two perspectives, two identities. Jesus speaks from the identity and the experience of divinity. Jesus is fully God. And so he speaks from the perspective and the teaching of God. Jesus' words are the word of the Lord God. His teachings are God's teachings. They are what God wants of humankind and what God wants for humankind and all of creation. Jesus, he speaks with all the authority and the knowledge of God's will because Jesus is God. And Jesus speaks from the identity and the experience of humanity. Jesus is fully human, so he speaks from the experience of being a human being, having personally lived through oppression and poverty, exclusion, prejudice, hatred, and violence, and having personally lived through love and kindness, welcome, compassion, joy, and hope. Jesus, when he speaks, he does so with all the hopes and the needs of humankind. Because as well as being fully divine, Jesus is fully human. So whenever Jesus speaks, he does so from both of these identities and perspectives. Fully divine, fully human. And sometimes Jesus' words, at least to me, they seem to weigh more to one identity than to the other. Right? Sometimes what he says, it feels more like they are coming from Jesus who is God. Jesus, who is the Almighty, the Omnipotent One. And sometimes his words feel more like they are coming from Jesus, who is human, who grew up on earth in a particular culture, who has a mother and siblings, Jesus, who's a human being. But as I read our lesson from Luke today, I feel that these words that he speaks, this list of blessings and woes, they are equally from Jesus, who is divine, and Jesus, who is human. Luke, he gives us a list of blessings and a corresponding list of woes. And Jesus speaks these with all the authority and the wisdom and the justice of God. We can hear this list through the word of the Lord, God the Almighty. God says, "Blessed are you who are experiencing poverty, for my kingdom belongs to you. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you are welcome at my feast, and at my table you will be filled," says God. "Blessed are you who are so full of grief and worry and fear that you weep, for I promise you that you will laugh again," says God. "Blessed are you even when people hate you, when they exclude you, when they look down on you and revile you, when they lie about you and defame you on my account, because you have followed me faithfully. Blessed are you," says God, "because I love you. I include you. I value you. I know your faith and the truth of who you are," says God. "And now I give you a warning," says God. "I warn you who are rich, who bask in material and financial security and wealth, while your neighbors live in economic poverty. I warn you who have full bellies and food to spare, while your neighbors starve. I warn you who laugh without a care in the world, while your neighbors weep with grief and worry and fear. I warn you when people lavish praise upon you, while your faithful neighbors are disparaged, hated, and defamed. I warn you," says God, "that these disparities, they are against my will, and that when my kingdom comes, these wrongs will be righted. I warn you," says God, "that these things that you have placed your trust in, and these values that you have lifted up above all else, they mean nothing to me, and they are not where true abundance comes from. They're not the source of abundant life." When Jesus speaks these blessings and these woes, he does so with all the authority, the wisdom, and the justice of God. These are not a list of things that we can take or leave. These are the words of the Lord God. And so when he speaks these words, Jesus does so as someone who is fully divine, as God. And when Jesus speaks these blessings and woes, he does so as a human being, as someone who has actually lived through and experienced the poverty and the hunger and the hatred that he talks about. Jesus speaks with humankind's deep need and hope that God will intercede on our behalf, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when I hear these words, and I think of them coming from Jesus, who is fully human, Jesus, who has actually lived through the things that he is talking about, they read differently to me. When I hear them from Jesus, human being, these blessings and these woes, they feel like prayers. These are prayers of intercession. They plead with God to intercede in this world, to be fully present, alive, and at work, righting wrongs and bringing the reign of God's justice into our midst. These blessings and woes, they are the prayers of the people. And prayer, it serves both as our deep desire, our need, and our hope that God will intercede, that God will act and be present in this world. And prayer, it helps us to listen and to discern our calling from God, our part in answering these prayers. Because when we pray, and when we search for the right words, we listen. And we start to discern what God is communicating back to us. So even as we form prayers, God begins to answer them by helping us to find the right words that will guide us in how we might join God in answering prayer. So when Jesus, who is fully human, speaks these words from Luke, I think he does so as a prayer. He speaks with these deep needs and hopes of humankind. So in my last part of my sermon today, I invite you to join me in prayer. As we use these blessings and woes, we desperately ask God to intercede in our world. And as we form these words, we start to discern how God is calling us to help answer these prayers with God. So please join me in prayer. God, bless those who are poor, who struggle to make ends meet, who carry the burden and fear of debt, who feel like they have nothing. Bring your economic equity into this world. Help us to work towards a living wage for all people and the security to know the abundance of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, provide for those who are hungry food that is fresh, nutritious, and satisfying, so that it gives health to their bodies and spirits. Let there be consistent access to this essential resource of food, and let there be such an abundance of food and compassion that all people are filled in body and spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, bless those who weep because they are grieving, because they carry many worries, because they are afraid. Give them the gifts of love, comfort, community, peace, safety, courage, and hope that will give them the ability and the space to laugh again. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, bring your love and help. Help us to love those who experience hatred. God, bring your welcome and your inclusive belonging, and help us to welcome and include those who have been rejected and excluded. God, lift up and help us to value those who have been ridiculed and reviled for working for your justice. God, bring your truth and help us discern your truth so that we will believe those who have been lied about and defamed for doing your work and answering your calling. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And God, when we place our trust in material and financial wealth, when we would have the foolishness to believe in a prosperity gospel, turn us again to you. Guide us to put our trust in the abundance of your love. And when we have more than we need, help us to give our financial security and wealth so that our neighbors do not live in poverty. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, when our tables, when our fridges are full of food, guide us to share this food with our neighbors who are hungry. Help us to identify food deserts where people do not have access to affordable and healthy food, so that we can transform every desert into an oasis. Give us the courage to invite people to join us at our tables, and the courage to invite them to your table. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, when our laughter reveals a lack of compassion for those who are weeping, and when we ignore the causes of those tears, open wide our hearts and our minds so we listen to the grief, worry, and fear of our neighbors. Give us the compassion and the courage to walk with those who weep, so that in community we all can find love and laughter again. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, when we seek the flattery of others, when all our self-worth comes from likes and from the praise of others, help us to know that we are first and foremost loved by you. And when we assign value to our neighbors based on what others say and think, help us to know that every neighbor is loved first and foremost by you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, in every blessing and every woe, be with us. And let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.